ジャパニーズポッド101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series, Lori's Story 20. Let's talk tickets. Getting around in Japan. My name is Eric and I'm with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Eric-san.
Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Naomi-sensei, what do we have today?
Kyou wa...
Or I should ask, where are we going today?
Eh?
Okay, so we're not going anywhere, but Lori is.
Ah, you'll find out in a dialogue.
Ah, Naomi-sensei, why are you so cruel? So cruel, making me wait.
In a previous story, Shizuka was asking Lori if she's free on a weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it seems like they're going on an excursion trip with Mizuki-san. And today we are focusing on the usage of ikimasu, to go.
Yeah, it makes sense because they're going on the train, right? And before we go along with them, I just want to remind you that if, to all the listeners out there, if you're listening on an iPod or an iPod Touch or an iPhone, click the center button or tap the screen to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Matsumoto まで大人8枚お願いします。
8時のあずさ2号ですか？
はい、自由席お願いします。はい、ロリーさんの切符です。
ありがとうございます。今日の予定は？
まず長野県の松本に行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
松本まで大人8枚お願いします。
8時のあずさ2号ですか？
はい、自由席お願いします。はい、ロリーさんの切符です。
ありがとうございます。今日の予定は？
まず、長野県の松本に行きます。
今度は英語が入ります。
松本まで大人8枚お願いします。
8 adults for 松本 please.
8時のあずさ2号ですか？
Would you like to take the Azusa number 2 departing at 8 p.m.?
はい、自由席お願いします。
Yes, non-reserve seats please.
はい。ロリーさんの切符です。
Here's your ticket, Lori.
ありがとうございます。今日の予定は？
Thank you. What's the plan for today?
まず、長野県の松本に行きます。
First, we'll go to 松本 in Nagano Prefecture.
Naomi-sensei, completely totally wrong in our predictions.
そうですね。You said Nikko and I said 山梨, right?
Yeah, I even threw Disneyland out there. Totally way off.
So they're going to Matsumoto in Nagano Prefecture. 長野県の松本に行きます。
And Matsumoto is famous for their huge castle, right?
Yeah, famous castle called Matsumoto Joe. I think that's one of the most famous castles in Japan.
Apparently it's super old, right?
かな?
Naomi-sensei, have you ever been to Nagano?
はい、Zenkōji とか行きました。I've been to Zenkōji.
Oh, that big temple?
はい。
And what do you do there?
Sightseeing.
You don't pray?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you ever been to Zenkōji area too?
I've never been to Nagano.
Okay.
They had the Winter Olympics there, so that means it must get pretty cold.
そうです。And they have good apples and soba noodles.
Yeah, those are great. I've never actually, obviously, I've never been there, so I've never had the noodles from there, but I've had them in Tokyo, and they're amazing.
次は単語です。
Okay, onto the vocabulary.
大人
Adult.
大人
The next word is?
前
A counter for thin, flat things.
前
The next word is?
自由席
Unreserved seat.
自 Yūseki. 自由席.
The next word is?
切符.
Ticket.
切符. 切符.
The next word is?
予定.
Plans. Arrangement. Schedule.
予定. 予定.
The next word is?
まず.
First of all.
まず. まず.
And the last word is?
行きます.
To go.
行きます。行きます。
Okay, so let's take a closer look at some of these words. What's the first word we have?
大人.
Adult. So the word adult just by itself doesn't really make any sense, right? I mean, it does, but it's not really that important. But usually adult is a category when you're buying tickets of any kind, right? Not just at the train station.
そうです。
That's just the regular ticket for people over 18 or maybe people from high school and above, right?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. And there's also kids.
子供.
Children. And seniors.
Senior.
And
students. 学生.
So when Mizuki-san asked for 8 adult tickets, he said,
大人8枚お願いします.
Which brings us to the word
枚.
Which is a counter for thin, flat objects such as paper or plates, tickets, anything that's flatter than it is. Yeah, for anything that's flat, pretty much, right?
そうですね.
Okay, so let's count some mai.
It's easy. Just add mai after each numbers.
So let's talk about paper, right? One sheet of paper would be
1 mai.
2 sheets.
2 mai.
3 sheets of paper.
3 mai.
4 sheets.
4 mai.
5 sheets.
5 mai.
And so on and so on.
And the question would be 何枚?
Exactly, the same 何 from 何, what? Alright, so let's ask for some tickets.
大人1枚お願いします.
One adult, please.
学生2枚お願いします.
Two student tickets, please. And in some trains, especially the one that Lori's going to ride on, like express trains and the bullet trains like Shinkansen, there are two types of seats, right?
はい。自由席 and 指定席.
Or non-reserved seats and reserved seats. All right, and I think their price is different. The non-reserved seats are cheaper.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's a gamble. You don't know if you're going to be sitting down or standing up.
そうですね。And they have green 席 or green 車.
That's right, the green car.
For the express trains, they have 自由席, 指定席, and green 車.
So not only do they have the non-reserved seats and the reserved seats, but they also have a green car in these express trains.
そうですね。
So it's even more luxury.
It's like a fast class.
Wow, because, you know, in these express trains, all of the seats are pretty comfortable. They're way more comfortable than the regular train that has this one long seat, right? These express trains, it's more like an airplane where they have the seats facing forward. And so I can't even imagine what the green car would be in there. Do they rub your feet?
No.
They don't give you a little massage? They don't give you a little rub on the back?
You can't get any, like, extra service.
They don't do a little pins and needles, acupuncture
on you? No. The seats is wider.
That's it?
Maybe complimentary drink?
Maybe. That sounds reasonable, right?
次は文法です。
On to the grammar. We are going to 松本。
松本に行きます。
Alright, so let's break this down.
松本。
松本, the city with the famous castle in Nagano.
に。
The particle that indicates direction.
行きます。
To go.
松本に行きます。
All right, so this 行きます, it's a new word, right?
Right.
It's the mas form of the verb
行く,
which means to go.
Since it's a verb, you cannot use this.
That's right. Welcome to Japanese verbs. So as we've seen up till now, all nouns end with des if you're speaking politely, right? In the des mas form, that's the casual way to mention polite speaking, right? The des mas form. And now...we learn this new word, to go. The root verb is
行く.
But the mas form is
行きます.
For today, we're only learning this one verb, but learn that this is going to become a pattern in all the verbs when you construct them. We'll learn that later on. But for now, let's talk about going somewhere. So if you want to go anywhere, you say somewhere.
に行きます.
And に indicates a sort of direction, right?
はい, or goal.
Yes, a goal. So let's talk about different places.Like, where would you go? You would go to the station.
私は駅に行きます。
駅, station. And after you get to the station, you get on the train, and then you might want to go to Tokyo station.
東京駅に行きます。
And then once you get out of Tokyo station, You need to go to your university. You need to go to school.
大学に行きます。
Even though I don't know, I don't think there are any universities in the Tokyo station area.
そうですね。
It's your own private university.
はい。
You just made it up.
And you can change the subject too. They are riding on the Azusa 2号, right? So you can use Azusa 2号 as a subject and say, Azusa 2号は松本に行きます。
Okay, so up to now we've been talking about ourselves, right? We are going to Tokyo Station, we're going to the station, we're going to the school. But now we're talking about the train. The train is going to Matsumoto. Even, you know, regardless of whether we're on it or not. So anything before the wa, the subject, could be anything that goes in a direction or that has a goal. So you could even talk about me going somewhere.
そうですね。エリックは大学に行きます。
I go to school, or I am going to school.So you mentioned the subject could be anything. So if you're at the bus stop and you want to find out if this bus goes to Shibuya, you would ask...
Oh, that would be the next lesson.
Oh, really? Ooh, Naomi-sensei, cruel as usual, making us wait. Making us wait. No, but that's a good point. You just add the ka at the end of any mas form word and it becomes a question. But you're just going to have to wait for that. But if you want to make the statement, the bus goes to Shibuya Station, you would say...
このバスは Shibuya 駅に行きます。
That became much longer than, you know, the sentences we usually look at, but if we break it down, it's pretty simple.
このバス
This bus
は
The topic marking particle
渋谷駅
Shibuya, the station
に
The particle marking direction
行きます
To go
このバスは渋谷駅に行きます
This bus goes to Shibuya. Alright, and it's right about time for me to catch my bus. So, before I go, I want to tell you aboutLesson-specific quizzes. On the JapanesePod101.com website, for each lesson, there's a little quiz to keep your Japanese fresh, to keep you on your toes. So if you're feeling like a challenge, take these quizzes. They're fun. I'll see you guys next week.
じゃあまた。
松本まで大人8枚お願いします。
8時のあずさ2号ですか？
はい、自由席お願いします。はい、ロリーさんの切符です。
ありがとうございます。今日の予定は？
まず長野県の松本に行きます。